Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the different types of good deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it possible for us to do. Today's hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a man was once walking on a path and he became very thirsty. He found a well into which he climbed and drank. When he emerged, he saw a dog panting and eating mud because of thirst. That muddy sand that is normally around a well or around that area where there is a water fountain. The dog was lapping up that sand and that little bit of mud that was there that was trying to get some water out of it. So when he emerged, he saw a dog panting and eating mud because of thirst. He thought to himself, this dog is experiencing a similar degree of thirst to what I had experienced. So he again climbed down the well. He filled his leather socks with water and holding it in his mouth, he climbed back out of the well and gave the dog to drink. Naturally now when he had that leather sock filled up with water, he needed his hands to climb out. So what he did was he put that leather sock in his mouth, so he had his hands free to climb out of the well. So this is what the hadith is describing, that he put the leather sock in his mouth and he climbed out of the well. When he climbed out of the well, he gave the water to the dog to drink. Allah Ta'ala appreciated this act of his, and Allah Ta'ala forgave him. Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in asked, O Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, are we rewarded even because of animals? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is a reward for showing kindness to every living creature. Every single living creature that you show kindness to, there is a reward for you. So now this is showing us another angle Allah Ta'ala has left for us. One is we did the different types, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Istighfar, a person is being kind to people, assisting people, a person performing Salah, all the different types. Now here's another angle, that even being kind to animals also is something that is appreciated by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. A narration of Bukhari Sharif has it, that Allah Ta'ala appreciated this act of his, forgave him and admitted him into Jannah. One act. So one thing we learn from here also, this hadith, is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so much that you do something so small and He's willing to give so much. Only a person that is very gracious can do this, that you do something so little and He's giving you so much. He forgave all this man's sins and He admitted him into Jannah. A narration of Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif has it, a dog on the verge of dying due to thirst was walking around a well. An immoral woman from the Bani Israel saw this dog. So she removed her leather socks, filled them with water and gave it to the dog. Due to this, she was forgiven. Another narration has it that there was an immoral woman, a woman that was a loose woman. In other words, like a prostitute type of a woman. So here also it shows us that a woman that was so immoral, a dog that we consider napak, a napak animal, immoral woman. But because of this act of giving some water to the dog, Allah Ta'ala liked it so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave this woman because of this kind act. So ulama explained that there is no contradiction between these two hadiths. One was when a man climbed into the well and one is an immoral woman. There is no contradiction. There are two separate incidents that occurred. So here just to show us that the value of being kind to animals. And on the other hand, a person being cruel to animals also, he will face that nuhusat and that hardship. Especially in this holiday period, many people go away. And when they come back, then they find that there's some goldfish that is dead in the tank. They find that some animals in the cage are lying upside down. They find sometimes the rabbits and other animals that they got at home are dead. Why? Because they went for their holiday and they forgot to feed those animals. So therefore, like being kind to animals is a good thing. Being cruel also to animals is something that is disliked. Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi, when he was writing his Bayan al-Quran is a very, very high level tafsir of Quran Sharif. So when he was writing it one day, then he found that there was no flow, he got stuck, he couldn't write any further. Then he pondered for a few moments and he remembered that I forgot to let the fowls, the chicken out of the fowl run, so that they can go and eat. And because of that, so this must have affected me. Immediately shook him up, he went and he opened up that fowl run so the chickens could go out and eat. And then he came back and he found now his pen was flowing again, those thoughts had come. And he could continue. These great people were so, Allah Pak made it such that it was so sensitive, even by not allowing the chicken to eat in the yard, by stopping that, the ability to continue stop. So therefore we should show kindness, even to animals, show kindness to our staff, show kindness to our workers, show kindness to people around. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Allah is Kareem. Allah ta'ala is the one that gives to people. Kareem means the person who gives without the person deserving. So we should also show a little bit of kindness with that hope. Allah ta'ala will show kindness to us. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.